Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program highlighting weekly happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay with us. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller, in her New Year's message, urged Jamaicans far and wide to reflect on the achievements and successes made as a country in 2014. These, she said, will be the platform from which further growth and development will emerge in 2015. Mrs. Simpson-Miller cited her administration's achievements under the Extended Fund Facility with the International Monetary Fund as one of the major accomplishments for 2014. This was a central component of plans to achieve economic growth and development.
On the economic front, we recorded significant achievements during the past year and met our targets under Jamaica's economic reform program supported by the International Monetary Fund. The country successfully passed its sixth consecutive performance assessment by the IMF board.
The country also recorded growth according to several other economic performance indicators.
Grew by 1.8% between the middle of 2013 and the middle of 2014. The confidence indicators showed that business confidence was higher in 2014 than in 2013. Inflation remained stable and low. Our job creation efforts, while still not enough, assisted in reducing unemployment overall, as well as among youth and women.
The Prime Minister noted that steady progress was also made in the ease of doing business in Jamaica.
Jamaica's greatly improved ranking from 94 to 58 in the World Bank Ease of Doing Business report is proof that as a country, we are making steady progress. Added to that, the reputable global Forbes magazine last month named Jamaica as the best Caribbean country in which to do business.
Going forward, Mrs. Simpson-Miller says there will be continued focus on providing assistance to the most vulnerable in society through several programs and initiatives.
We are thankful for the opportunity to have expanded the PATH program and pursued the Poverty Reduction Program, the Inner City Basic Services Project, the Rural Economic Development Initiative, the Economic Housing Program, Sugar Transformation, Education Transformation, Education Sector Reform, Early Childhood Development, and several other initiatives.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller also gave her commitment to creating more economic opportunities for the nation's people.
We will continue our economic reform program with a focus on creating a more robust environment for business expansion, job creation, and high levels of economic growth. With the recovery in agriculture and low fuel prices, growth is projected at around 2.1% for the financial year 2015-2016.
The Prime Minister took the time out to express gratitude to public sector workers for the sacrifices made in the interest of the Jamaican people and the country at large.
I also thank our farmers, manufacturers, the private sector, and workers in every sector whose collective efforts ensured that the country registered growth, especially in the areas of agriculture and tourism.
The Prime Minister has called on Jamaicans to remain positive and above all to be their brother's keeper for 2015 and beyond.
My fellow Jamaicans, in 2015, I look forward to a wellspring of good values and positive, wholesome attitudes by all Jamaicans. I urge us all, from the bustling cities to the towns and communities across this beautiful land, from the lush riversides to the majestic mountain tops, from cane fields to the Caribbean Sea, let us stay the course to achieve economic growth and national development with job creation. Happy New Year, and may God grant us all His bountiful grace and bless abundantly Jamaica, land we love.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller. That's it for this edition of Jamaica House Weekly. Join us again next time for more stories coming out of the office of the Prime Minister.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.